Hello everyone, welcome back to... So, I have glaucoma, my name is Rob Walker. I know my profile says Robert, but only my mother ever called me that. And this is episode 2 of the podcast of what it's like to live with glaucoma. In the previous episode, I discussed how I was going through the initial diagnosis stages of glaucoma back in 2019, before COVID-19 had hit the news. It comes into play a little bit later on in my story. Just a quick recap. I've got glaucoma in both eyes. I have nerve damage in both of my optic nerves. And I'm just your typical middle-aged bloke living in New Zealand. When I was last talking to you, I just left the, well, Specsavers office with a referral into the public health system here in New Zealand to see a specialist. And, did what everybody does, went home and started Googling things. But before we get into that, let me play you a file I recorded, well, ages ago now, several years ago, when I had a bit of a discussion with the local optometrist as to what glaucoma was. Just a quick background. I work in a radio station in New Zealand. I've been a broadcaster for about 30 to 40 odd years. I can't remember how many. So let's just play this little clip that I made a little while ago first. So what is glaucoma? It's a disease of the eye. Well, sort of. It's actually a disease of the optic nerve. You see, your eye gathers all of the optical information and sends it through the optic nerve, which is made up of millions of nerve endings, to your brain. And then your brain interprets that as vision. Think of it like the Ethernet cable that connects your computer to the internet. But with glaucoma, your Ethernet cable is faulty, so not all of that information is getting through. I asked my local optometrist, Annette Morgan, to explain.
It's a disease of the optic nerve of the eyes, and the nerve dies in a very specific pattern, and so you actually become blind with it. It's your mid-peripheral vision, then your far peripheral, and then your central vision if it's not picked up. It's a blinding disease, so once the cells have actually died, they don't come back. The person loses sight permanently.
All right, Doc, you've got my attention now.
And that's why we call it the silent thief of sight. It can only really be picked up from an exam. I mean, some people have a family history of it, but most people we just pick up from an exam. No signs, apart from one particular type of glaucoma, which is not terribly common anyway.
So, that's the clinical diagnosis of, at this stage, what the medical experts know of glaucoma. So back to the diagnosis. Off to the hospital I went to see the ophthalmologist. Now, we've all got our own diagnosis stories, and if you're a glaucoma patient or even a suspect, you'll know the basic tests. They do the scan of your optic nerve. They do the scan of the, well, I think it's the retinal layers. They give you the acuity test. And then they do that awful visual field test. Boy, have I got some stories to share with you about that in coming episodes. So to cut a long story short, the diagnosis was given. Yes, Mr. Walker, you have glaucoma. You've got it in both of your eyes. And you have nerve damage and cupping. You know, at this point, nothing was really going in. I mean, I could hear him saying the words, but I didn't know what it meant. Other than, I've got an eye disease that could potentially render me blind. It's a lot to take in. In fact, a lot of what the specialist said to me didn't really sink in at this point, as I sat in his office and explained that I'll be on a medication for the rest of my life. And he started me on, well, eye drops. These particular eye drops at that point were latanoprost. How do eye drops stop you from going blind, I thought. And for the rest of my life? So he sent me off and said, here's your prescription, start these as soon as possible, and I'll see you in 12 weeks. And off I went. Now, as you heard from my local optician earlier in this episode, she described glaucoma as the thief of sight, in that most, if not all, glaucoma patients don't actually know they've got glaucoma until they're diagnosed. And by the time you're diagnosed, you may have already reached the moderate stage, moderate or even worse, in so far as the progression of the disease. And I had a really odd response to the diagnosis. My response was, oh, that makes so much sense. Let me try and explain. I think somewhere in my subconscious, possibly, I don't know, I had always had this feeling that there was something weird going on with my eyes, but I couldn't put my finger on it, if you know what I mean. Just every now and then. And it was caused by things, or just led me to think I was just clumsy. Have you ever walked through a doorway and whacked your elbow on the door frame as you go through? Oh, I started doing that on a regular basis. I suddenly started having flashbacks to things that had happened in the last 5 to 10 years on a regular basis. And I couldn't actually explain why these things were happening, and at the time, didn't really worry about it. Things like whacking my elbows as I went through the door, walking up stairs and putting my foot in the wrong place. You know, do you know what I mean? You know, you're stepping up the steps and you sort of think, oh, hang on a second. Knocking my coffee cup across the bench because I was trying to put a teaspoon of instant coffee into it and just hit it instead on the side and off it went. I really just thought I was, well, a bit clumsy. Looking back 5 years after my diagnosis, I now know that my peripheral vision was suffering. So I was misplacing my foot. I was unaware of where the door frame was with my elbow. I didn't see the coffee cup on the bench in my peripheral vision, hence knocking it over and sending it flying. Actually injuring myself with glaucoma became a regular thing as the disease progressed a bit. But well, I'll share that with you. Some entertaining stories and other episodes. But yeah, suddenly things started to make sense. I managed to get a copy of some of the printouts and the digital images from the specialist and took them home and had a look at them. Because here in New Zealand, your medical records are yours. You can have a copy of them. All you've got to do is ask for them. And what I saw was absolutely fascinating. I did discuss with the specialist what I'd seen in the images. And to give you a brief overview, I can see that I have thinning of the optic nerve and cupping at the back of my eyeball, or balls, I should say, because I've got glaucoma in both eyeballs. And the interesting thing is that the thinning isn't symmetrical, if you know what I mean. It isn't straight down the middle like a donut hole. It's slightly skew-if. And that corresponds with what I see, but in reverse, because apparently that's how your eyes work. I do have to say, I'm not a doctor. I have no medical experience in any way whatsoever, but this is my layman's explanation. If you can imagine the bottom left corner of your nerve being thin, it's the top right corner of my vision that's missing. To be fair, it's a lot more complicated than that. And I do have the official explanation in words that I don't understand from my specialist from the hospital. But we'll go into that at some other point. But at this point, yeah, what a fascinating response. You know, the funny thing is, the fact that I was terrified that I had a disease that could take away my vision and had already taken away quite a bit of it was somewhat welcome to me. Because it started to make sense of my lack of spatial awareness, of my, well, what I thought was just being clumsy. Absolutely fascinating. Well, that was in the end of 2019 and into the beginning of 2020 when the diagnosis was made. Beginning of 2020. And COVID-19. Had made an appearance in the news. And it wasn't long before the entire country went into lockdown. What was that going to do for me? I was brand new. I was newly diagnosed. And suddenly, hospitals and specialist appointments were being cancelled right across the country. Right, thanks for hanging in there, listening to my story so far. So, I have glaucoma. We'll continue in the next episode soon. I hope I'm not boring you to tears. And if you're a newly diagnosed glaucoma patient, I hope some of what I'm saying that gives you some sort of comfort and rings true with what you're going through as well. My name's Rob Walker. We'll talk again in the next episode.